You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Carnage, chaos, and a suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan this morning. At least 41 people are dead, more than 100 injured. The attack was at the gates of the Indian embassy in Kabul. A senior diplomat and two other Indian nationals are among the dead. Potentially a very big blow to the country, perhaps the deadliest attack since the fall of the Taliban. Joining us live from Kabul is Martin Patience with the BBC on a slight delay from Kabul. Martin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Martin, give us a sense of why the Indian embassy was targeted here. Any sense of that?
Well, it's very difficult to know, but certainly the Indian embassy was a large building in the center of Kabul. Now, India didn't have any relations with Afghanistan until the overthrow of the Taliban in 2001. The Taliban has strong support in Pakistan. India is back here. It regards Afghanistan as strategically important. However, Pakistan considers Afghanistan as it's part of its own backyard. So there could have been collusion between Taliban militants in Afghanistan and in Pakistan to carry out this attack.
But it might be premature to jump to any sort of strategic conclusion about India being the target. Perhaps it was just the fact that the highest number of casualties at that location could be guaranteed. You were there. Can you describe what you saw?
Well, I saw utter carnage. I saw hundreds of Afghan policemen and soldiers at the Indian embassy. All the Afghan officials here in Kabul are saying that this was directed against the Indian embassy. However, the Afghan Interior Ministry is on the same road, and the area where the Indian embassy is located is full of other embassies and other Afghan government buildings. It's supposedly one of the securest neighborhoods in Kabul, if not in the country, and this will be a bitter blow to Afghan officials who've been warning that attack might have happened, but they haven't managed to prevent this attack this morning.
Martin, hold on for a second. We're going to listen to another eyewitness account of what happened just a little while ago there in Kabul.
The roads were blocked and, everybody just started to come out of the cars and just run away from the incident. They're scaring that maybe there is another one behind it or there might be another explosion.
Martin, there in Kabul, does this fit into a pattern of deteriorating security inside the country, or do we think this is an anomalous event?
No, I think generally speaking, the situation in the south of the country has been getting worse. Last month was a record in terms of the number of foreign troops killed there. And also in the east of the country, there's been a rise in attacks. Kabul's been different. Generally speaking, the security situation in the Afghan capital has been pretty good. But obviously this explosion, this attack this morning has called that into question. And again, I think Afghan officials will be deeply worried if they can't secure Kabul. The question is, how can they secure the rest of the country?
And no official admitting of credit for the bombing by any of the militants or insurgents?
No, the Taliban, who many of the Afghan officials are accusing of carrying out this attack, have denied that they carried out the attack. But this follows a pattern. When there's a large number of Afghan casualties, normally the Taliban disown those sorts of attacks. Whereas if it's against international forces, particularly in the south of the country, then the Taliban are often quite happy to claim those attacks. They believe that it increases support for the movement. But obviously this attack this morning, which has killed at least 40 civilians, the majority of whom were Afghans, will turn many Afghans away from the perpetrators of this suicide bombing.
In your conversations this morning, have you felt that, have you heard that, the idea that people are becoming increasingly disillusioned and are likely to be very bitter and angry over whoever is found to be responsible?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Afghans have suffered 30 years of war. You hear it time and time again when you speak to ordinary Afghans. They just want security, and following that, they want democracy. They just want their lives to get better. But the pattern in the last few months, there has been an increase of attacks across the country. And again, this happened in the capital city, in one of the securest areas of that city. And I think many people will be wondering, what's going to happen next.
Has the Karzai government had a statement yet? Certainly they can't guarantee that security, if we're to believe what you're saying this morning.
Well, the Afghan president has said that whoever carried out this attack wanted to rupture the friendship between India and Afghanistan, which is seven years old. Obviously, there was no embassy here when the Taliban, when the country was under Taliban control. Afghan officials off the record are incredibly frustrated. They say that this was a big attack. They suggest that it was carried out with outside involvement, although they don't specifically name the agency or the country they're referring to, although all the indications are that they're referring to Pakistan, as they have done in the last month or two when they've accused Pakistan of aiding Taliban militants here in Afghanistan.
Well, Martin Patience, speaking to us live from the center of Kabul, BBC correspondent, thanks for that briefing. As we've heard, 41 dead, more than 100 injured, as some group, we don't know yet, strikes deep into the heart of what was believed to be the most secure part of Kabul, Afghanistan, perhaps the deadliest attack since the fall of the Taliban.